Excellent performance, Mitch, tonight from everyone. Yes. Things clicked, especially at the beginning of the second period, and you were able to get that big win against a tough opponent.
Absolutely. You know, 20 guys in this room, we got it out back-to-back, and, you know, it took us a little while to get going. We had some turnovers early, but, you know, there's a lot of maturity in this group, you know, over the last month or so. So, you know, big win, big weekend for the group.
Do you think on a personal level that you're taking a more important role in that dressing room, leadership-wise as well, and now points, goals are coming too?
You know what, for me, it's, you know, consistency over, you know, a season. I think, you know, I try to lead by example and, you know, be, you know, a voice in the locker room and, you know, just be, you know, friendly to everyone. And, you know, I think it's important that, you know, there's a lot of guys in this room that have had a lot of years pro, and there's a lot of leaders out here. So, you know, I think the team's clicking right now. Guys are, you know, finding their game, and, you know, it's exciting.
What's interesting for the team right now is you guys are able to win different kind of hockey games. Sometimes a tight hockey game like last night, but it became really physical at the beginning, and you were able to get the upper hand as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And tonight was physical as well. You know, they're a really good team. They battled hard. They're physical, and you know what, we rose to the challenge. And you know, it's a big 2 points in our building. And you know, when you come into here, the fans are awesome. The fans are loud. And you know, when we come at them, you know, four lines rolling in waves, and you know, it's tough to play against. So it's you know, big character win, and yeah, big weekend.
As you're broaching the subject, that crowd is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. You guys are unbeaten in regular time since the 23rd of November. So that's a streak of 12 consecutive games. So you guys are really comfortable playing at home.
Absolutely. You know, the fans give us that boost when we need it. You know, when we're a little slow off the start. And, you know, when we score goals, and it's loud in this building. It's, you know, it puts the team back on their heels. You see right there, the momentum shifted, you know, with those two shorthanded goals. And, you know, then we took off. We started playing, you know, strong, and, you know, we got pucks behind them, and the fans are always there.
In both games this weekend, you guys came back after allowing the first goal. So what does that say about the team?
A lot of maturity. A lot of, you know, guys just, you know, regrouping and refocusing, and not letting that get to us. I know, you know, early in the year, we weren't able to come back from those, you know, those deficits. So, you know, big one, big on the guys tonight to sort of, you know, let that go and, you know, keep chugging along.
Your neighbor, Joel Teasdale, he's had a lot of success as of late. Mm-hmm. What do you think explains it?
He goes to the net. You know, he's got a fucking, excuse my language, but he's got a unbelievable shot. He goes to the net, he gets dirty, he, you know, finishes checks, he skates, and, you know, he's got a knack for the net. So he's playing really well right now, and, you know, so are the other 20 guys in the team too. So it's a group effort in here, and, you know, exciting.
On a personal level, it was a kind of slow start. I mean, you were getting chances all year, just weren't mm-hmm. going in. Now they seem to be going in a little bit more. Is that just sticking with it, and how does it feel to have those pucks pass on the line?
Well, I think for me, it's a matter of coming in every day and doing the little things, and, you know, doing the little things to help the team win, whether it's, you know, winning faceoffs, getting pucks out, killing penalties, playing on the power play. It's, you know, for me, goals and points are bonuses. You know, for me, it's 200-foot game, and do what I can to help the team win, and, you know, bonuses feel good sometimes, so, yeah.
It's your last game here in February in Laval.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get this boost for your game from the crowd? How are you going to get it on the road?
Well, I think it's, you know, sticking to what's made us successful, and, you know, when we play straight-line games, and we get pucks behind their D, and get on the forecheck, it's, you know, we're a tough team to play against, and, you know, we're rolling four lines, and, you know, it just comes after wave, so it's important for a quick start on the road, too, as well, so we'll have this week here to prepare and, you know, go on the road for the rest of the month.